And then we had the usual run of problems with the stomach, or it seems that we did in our family. And if you had the stomach ache, regardless of what caused it, you would get calomel pills followed with castor oil. It's like,
I should think
that'd
make you feel worse.
So. Oh, worse. And I can remember, you know, you'd droop around a few days and Mama would say, stick out your tongue, and you knew what was coming because she'd say, oh yeah, you're bilious. Calomel pills, 2 in the afternoon, and they made you so sick. And then you had to have the castor oil the next morning to work the calomel out.
Oh, I see.
You know, or it would salivate you. I don't know what salivate means, but anyway, it would salivate you.
Hmm.
And so...
I thought calomel was a laxative in itself.
Oh, it is. It purges you.
I see. And then the castor oil...
And I talked about this, and he said it was a potent thing. Oh, it just purged you. Oh,
it's a mercury compound.
Yeah.
I remember.
And then it he followed by, and if you took too much calomel, I heard old people talking about it, your teeth would become loose. And then another thing that we had for stomach aches was Watkins liniment, when the Watkins salesman started going around. And it was hot, it was fiery hot. You'd put it in a glass and put water in it and take it. It was supposed to be good for the stomach ache. Oh, it was hot.
If you became sick with some kind of stomach problem, they would say you
have a stomach ache, or if the children, little children, had what was referred to as flux. That was a very bad type diarrhea that dehydrates children, so, and flux would kill children. Because they would become dehydrated, and they were very afraid of children getting that. Now, paragaric was used a lot as a to stop a diarrhea. It's very good.
Would they say sick on or sick at?
Sick at the stomach. You're sick at the stomach.
And if you brought food up, what was a serious term? What was a joking term?
The serious term was you vomited your head off, but you vomited up your toenails. That is the only word we use for it.
And if you took cold, would you take sick also suddenly?
let's see. He took sick all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
For some things. And then we had malaria with chills and fever, and for that we were given quinine.
Mm-hmm.
And
malaria was really the problem.
Problem here. Uh huh. And then another malaria would go into a form of, we called it a malarial hematoma. And my father had a malarial hematoma and almost died, and many people did die from a malarial hematoma. In discussing this with Dr. he said that the malarial had reached a point where you hemorrhaged inside, probably. That was the only thing he could... He didn't know where the word hematoma originated,
mm-hmm.
but it probably had reached that stage.
How would the quinine work?
You would take it every 4 hours or something. It was given to us in capsules.
Mm.